This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen continuing economic talks in China. She says the two sides have agreed for further discussions on a main U.S. complaint: China's practice of flooding export markets with cheap goods.
It's not going to be solved in an afternoon or a month, but I think they have heard that this is an important issue to us.
Israel released a report on the military strike that killed 7 World Central Kitchen aid workers. The Israeli military called it a grave mistake stemming from serious operational failures and says a major and a colonel will be fired. Residents in the Northeast on the lookout for aftershocks after a magnitude 4.8 earthquake in New Jersey Friday morning. There was no widespread damage reported. Caitlin Clark scored 21 points to help Iowa rally past UConn. They'll play unbeaten South Carolina in the national championship for women's basketball tomorrow. This is ABC News. Meta is asking a federal court to toss out the Federal Trade Commission's antitrust case against it.
In court filings, Meta argues a Federal Trade Commission has failed to show that Meta acquiring Instagram and WhatsApp harmed competition and that the FTC approved those acquisitions over a decade ago. Meta arguing it does have competition in the form of TikTok, X, Snapchat, and YouTube, and that revisiting done deals to acquire Instagram and WhatsApp essentially means no sale is ever final if those sales can be approved and then later revisited. Alex Stone, ABC News.
All 371 99-cent-only stores are closing. The California-based company says it struggled for years because of the COVID-19 pandemic, changes in demand, inflation, and shoplifting. This follows Dollar Tree's announcement last month that it's closing 1,000 locations. And tonight's Powerball jackpot is worth an estimated $1.3 billion. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Our meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for lots of sunshine today, a high in the mid-50s. Increasing clouds, breezy tonight, will drop down to 33. Sunday, cloudy and breezy, a chance of rain in the morning into the early afternoon, tapering to isolated light showers later in the day, chilly with a high of 48. Mostly cloudy Sunday night, light rain 41. Peaks of sun occasionally Monday, breezy, milder 61. Partly sunny Tuesday and mild, a high of 62 degrees.
When you hear great tunes on WRCO, remember, it's all possible thanks to the support of Meyer Oil and LP, serving Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties.
I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could love. guess I'll go on home. It's late, there'll be tomorrow night. But wait, what do I see?
Pretty Woman. That's Roy Orbison, a classic hit as we get you up and ready to face the world on your Saturday. 27 degrees with John Anderson. We're just a swinging.
There's a little girl in our neighborhood. Her name is Charlotte Johnson and she's really looking good. I had to go and see her, so I called her on the phone. I walked over to her house and this was going on. Her brother was on the sofa eating chocolate pie. Mama was in the kitchen cutting chicken up to fry. Daddy was in the backyard rolling up a garden hose. I was on the porch with Charlotte feeling up down to my toes. And we were swinging.
Swinging.
Yes, we were swinging. Little Charlotte, she's as pretty as the angels when they sing. I can't believe I'm out here on the front porch in the swing, just a swinging. Be swinging.
Swinging.
Little Charlotte, she's as pretty as the angels when they sing. I can't believe I'm out here on the front porch in the swing, just a swinging.
Swinging.
Now Charlotte, she's a darling, she's the apple of my eye. When I'm on a swing with her, it makes me almost high. And Charlotte is my lover, and she has been since the spring. I just can't believe it started on her front porch in the swing. Just a swinging.
Swinging.
Just a swinging.
Swinging.
Little Charlotte, she's as pretty as the angels when they sing. I can't believe I'm out here on her front porch in the swing. Just a swinging. Charlotte, she's as pretty as the angels when they sing. I can't believe I'm out here on her front porch in the swing, just a swinging.
You're listening to The Weekend Wake Up.
The Weekend Wake Up on Civic Media.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Hotter than the heat in July. With her wind-blown hair, it just wasn't fair the way she was blowing my mind. Have you ever noticed every hurricane gets its name from a girl like this? She's a cat five kind, keeps you up at night, hanging on to the end of a kiss. She's a beautiful miss. Yeah, the kind you love to love, but what happens next? I got a feeling when the sun comes up, I'm gonna wish I had a storm warning. I'm gonna wish I had a sign. I'm gonna wish I had a little heads up, little leeway, a little more time, or some kind of radar system locked in on love. I got a feeling by the time the night finds the morning, I'm gonna wish I had a storm warning. I'm gonna wish I had a storm. you're burning your wheels somewhere between going and gone. You get so lost that you can't turn it off. You give in and you just turn it on. She's a heart full of red, red lips like a flame. She's a girl from your favorite song. What a beautiful mess. One part angel, one part perfect, one part brick. The kind of flood you'll never forget. I'm gonna wish I had a small morning. I'm gonna wish I had a sign. I'm gonna wish I had a little heads up, little leeway, a little more time. Some kind of radar system locked in on love. I'm gonna wish I had a storm warning. I'm gonna wish I had a sign.
From 2011, Hunter Hayes, it's a storm warning. 7:12:27, let's head down south and call Baton Rouge.
I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana. And though I'm out on the highway, my thoughts are still with her. Such a strange combination of a woman and a child. Such a strange situation, stopping every 100 miles, calling Baton Rouge. A replay of last night's events rolled through my mind. Except a scene or two, erased by sweet red wine. And I see a truck stop sign ahead, so I change lane. I need a cup of coffee and a couple dollars change, calling Baton Rouge. Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. Send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. Call in Baton Rouge, sweet Baton Rouge, my Baton Rouge.
It's a weekend wake-up twin spin.
Two in a row.
Twin spin on WRCO-FM.
day's getting longer. It seems there ain't no end in sight. Sleep would be best, but I just can't afford to rest. I got a ride in Denver tomorrow night. I called the house, but no one answered. For the last 2 weeks, no one's been home. I guess she's through with me. To tell the truth, I just can't see what's kept the woman holding on this long. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold. And I'm much too young to feed this damn old. Competition's getting younger, tougher Bronx, you know I can't recall. A worn out tape, a chrysalid do. Lonely women and bad booze seem to be the only friends I've left at all. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold. And I'm much too young. All my cards are on the table, with no ace left in the hole. And I'm much too young to feel this damn old. Lord, I'm much too young to feel this damn old.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money-saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Pre-planning a funeral can often provide peace of mind, greater choice, and lower cost. This is Mark Jelenic at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Gattiger Pratt Funeral Home, and Seelan Houston Funeral Home. Our website, prattfuneralservice.com, has planning tools that can help you find options that are right for you from the privacy and comfort of your home. We are also available to meet with you at any time. Our promise is that the choices you make will be carried out as planned.
Richland Electric Cooperative would like to invite its members to the 88th Annual Meeting, Saturday, April 13th. The meeting will be held at the Richland Electric Cooperative Service Center, located at 30 East Robb Road. Registration will take place at 8:30. The business meeting follows at 9. All members registered will receive a $20 bill credit. Just a reminder, your registration label can be found on the front page of the Wisconsin Energy Cooperative News Magazine. We hope to see you Saturday, April 13th, for the 88th Annual Meeting of Richland Electric Cooperative.
Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Ridges and Rivers Book Festival in Viroqua is coming April 26th and 27th. This event will feature over 50 authors giving presentations with activities for all ages. You can expect author presentations, writing workshops, an art show, food vendors, the 50th anniversary celebration of Dungeons & Dragons, and so much more. To see the entire schedule, register for events, or buy tickets, visit ridgesandriversbookfestival.org today.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
The Otis R. Scott Trust Auction is Saturday, April 6th at 10 a.m., located just 8 miles north of Richland Center on State Highway 80 to County Road D at Rock Bridge, then a half mile west to the farm, featuring tractors, skid loaders, hay equipment, farm equipment, trucks, and more. Don't miss out on this incredible auction event this Saturday at 10 a.m. See you there.
It's time now for a look at this week in entertainment history.
You're killing me, Smalls.
He likes it. Hey, Mikey.
Where's the beef?
From WRCO-FM. Celebrity birthdays this week include Karen Noah Smith, born in 1984, an actor from Home Improvement. In 1927, the first long-distance television transmission was sent from Washington, D.C. to New York City. The audience saw an image of Commerce Secretary Herbert Hoover. In 1928, Mae West made her debut on Broadway in the production of Diamond Lil. In 1943, Wendell Willkie's One World was published for the very first time. In 1948, the musical South Pacific by Rodgers and Hammerstein debuted on Broadway. And in 1950, Bob Hope made his first appearance on television on the Star Spangled Review from NBC TV. In 1986, it was announced that Patrick Duffy's character Bobby Ewing on the television show Dallas would be returning after being killed off the previous season.
Premiering Sunday, it's Dallas, where money buys power and passion breeds conflict. Between the oldest son, his parents, their granddaughter, and the youngest son, who married the woman that tore the family apart. Dallas, premiering Sunday at 10, 9 Central and Mountain.
In 1965, Time magazine featured a cover with the entire Peanuts comic gang. In 1970, John Wayne won his first and only Oscar for his role in True Grit. At that time, he had been in over 200 films. In 1974, Hank Aaron hit his 715th home run, breaking the record held by Babe Ruth. And in the year 2000, CBS Television aired the movie Failsafe. It was the first live full-length show to be aired by CBS in over 39 years. Shecky Green was born in 1926. Wayne Rogers from MASH, 1933. From Guns N' Roses, Izzy Stradlin in 1962. Bismarck E. born in 1964. Robin Wright Penn was born in 1966. And from Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Beverly Hills 90210, Emma Caulfield was born in 1973. And that's a look at this week in entertainment history from WRCO-FM. In honor of the birth week for Wayne Rogers, our Rabbit Ears memory takes us back to 1972 and a show that ran for 11 seasons on CBS and introduced us to Hawkeye, Colonel Potter, Radar, and of course, Trapper John. It's MASH.
Oh,
WRCO.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscote of Lone Rock. Wiscote, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscote will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690. 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscote.com or check Facebook for Wiscote of Lone Rock.
We want to warmly invite you to the Kubota Orange Days event happening now at the Homesteader Store Richland Center. Hi, this is Rick. You get a chance to drive a Kubota tractor of your choice. During the test drive, you can test the loader and all the features of an industry-leading Kubota tractor. These tractors have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions that allows a novice to operate like a pro. There will be treats and door prizes. See the full line of Kubota compact tractors at the Kubota Orange Days event going on now through Saturday at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Good morning time right now to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries on this April 6th get-together, sponsored each and every day by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High-Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Today is Saturday, April 6, 2024. It's a note to wish Dorothea Newberry a very happy birthday from the kids, grandkids, and great-grandkid as Dorothea celebrates today. A.J. Welch, Grandpa Dave, and Grandma Anita would like to wish you the best. Krista Carpenter is celebrating. Have an awesome day, and we love you from Dad, Zach, Carly, Amelia, and Naomi. Jim Vodak, your friends at Herman's Sweater Collection, would like to wish you a very happy birthday today. Alexis Gunningham, hopefully you have a great birthday. That note from Lori and the guys. Happy birthday wishes to James Vodak. Hope your day is special. Love you. From Donna, Jenny, Brandon, and Sam, Laura, and all the special fur babies. Austin Kazupski, best wishes from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. From the Bloom City Town Crier, Faye Daniels, Dawn Kiefer, and Jim Shireman celebrating. The Little Willow Birthday Club, we see Michelle Wobschel and Dawn Kiefer. Happy birthday wishes to Verlin Anderson, Donna Connery, Gene Hatch, Bob Nanke, Bonnie Rux, Casey Schultz, Lainey Stryker, Bill Cairns, and Matthew Hemmersbach. And an anniversary wish for Ken and Sharon Passold from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club. And not that many on the Richland Center Lions Club, but they are special. Colt Wilson, Jim Shireman, Jane Husnick, and Emily Schrader all celebrating birthdays today.
Spring is here, and so is prom season. The Family Thrift Shop is in need of donations of formal dresses. In order to prevent theft or damage, they are asking that you please bring your donations into the shop only during the days and hours that they are open for business. Their hours are Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 4. Come and shop locally, where the profits from your donation and purchases stay in the community and help support other nonprofit organizations. They appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop, located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
At 7:45, we will have a news update from Caitlin O'Connell. We'll bring that way from the newsroom. Right now, it's one for Zoggy. It's Gabby Barrett.
It's Evers, I know. It's impossible. You're too young or too old. That's what they tell you. So that's what you tell you, too. So the
truth is, everybody says that you
Like that one from 2021, Gabby Beard, Footprints on the Moon. News is right around the corner. That comes your way at 7:45. We'll have an update from ABC at 8 o'clock. 8:30, it's Prime Mover.
The annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction will be Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Now is the time to list items you would like to consign to make sure your item receives full advertising exposure. If you're considering being a seller at the April 28th sale, contact Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 585-2921 by Wednesday, April 17th to have your items listed in wide area advertising. This is especially important if you have a larger item like a tractor, farm implement, car, truck, or boat. Remember, this is a consignment auction. You keep the money, less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn items you no longer need into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction, Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. To list your item, contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry.
Spring. It's a season full of transformations and promise, and the beginning of a very busy time for farmers and ranchers across the nation. It's time to anticipate a planting schedule and to make plans for inputs that may both be hard to get and afford. And it's time to be thankful for the men and women who do the work of agriculture. This salute to our farm families is provided by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center, ready to serve you 24/7, 365 with the knowledge and expertise to keep your water running. Hillsboro Equipment, from the tractor in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard. They service it all, any make or model. Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel has the products and expertise to keep your vehicles and equipment running and working. And Pine River Veterinary Clinic of Richland Center provides small animal and livestock health care and on-the-farm ultrasound services.
Well, for today, lots of sunshine. We're looking for a high temperature somewhere in the mid-50s. Lots of sunshine to start your Saturday. We're up from our morning low of 27. We're at 29 degrees. Here's Tim McGraw to take us to news time.
It was Labor Day weekend. I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline. And I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line. And it all started right then and there. Oh, Sailor Sky made a perfect sunset. And that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget something like that.
years later on a southbound plane, I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. White t-shirt, she was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget, no, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget, something like that.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Joan Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Take the first step towards transforming your landscape into a more environmentally friendly space for you, the pollinators, and our community. Join Melinda Myers on April 27th from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the Temple Theater in downtown Viroqua. Learn about manageable strategies to approach your landscaping from the ground up with the results that will fit your lifestyle and landscape goals. You'll get an overview of environmentally friendly lawn and garden maintenance and learn simple steps that can make a big difference. Tickets are available at RidgesandRiversBookFestival.org.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
We are so happy to say that we have welcomed Marshfield Furniture to our store. Court and Main just got a little bit better. Exceptional furniture uniquely suited to your taste and lifestyle is a result of their passion for craftsmanship, quality, and excellence. With 120 fabric options and 48 leather options, they create custom furniture to fit your style and home. So many different collections to choose from, we just know there is something for everyone. Only at Court and Main in downtown Richland Center, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturdays.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's 7:45 and time for a news update sponsored by the Philback family of dealerships, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. For today, lots of sunshine. We'll top off at 56. Clouds and breezy tonight, 33. Then our light rain tomorrow at about 90%, a high of 48, back to 61 on Monday. Lots of sunshine to start your day, and we're at 29, up 2 from our morning low of 27.
Hello, friends. Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Saturday, April 6th. Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. The Dodgeville Police Department continues to follow up on numerous leads in reference to 16-year-old Holly Gerton and 17-year-old Jonathan Lindell, who went missing from the city of Dodgeville. They are believed to be traveling in a 2007 Silver Pontiac Grand Prix bearing Wisconsin plate AVX9211. The vehicle has a white Vortex Optics decal in the rear window on the driver's side near the bottom of the window. The Dodgeville Police Department is working with area law enforcement agencies and the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Any further updates will be provided when they are known. If you have any information, please contact the Iowa County Sheriff's Office at 608-930-9500, extension 2, or the Dodgeville Police Department at 608-935-3238. A scam alert has been issued by the Richland Center Police Department. Chief Billy Jones says there has been a recent rise in eBay gift card scams. Here are some helpful reminders. Never use eBay gift cards for payment anywhere but eBay.com. Never give or send your eBay gift card code to anyone outside of eBay.com checkout. If anyone claims you should pay in an eBay gift card, stop. This is a scam. And finally, always keep your receipt as proof of purchase. If you believe you were targeted by an eBay gift card scam, immediately go to ebay.com/eBay gift card for customer support or visit ftc.gov/gift cards or ebay.com/gift card scams to learn more about gift card scams. Chief Jones urges everyone to be cautious when it comes to shopping online or visiting unfamiliar sites. In Tuesday's Democratic presidential primary in Wisconsin, over 8% of ballots came in uninstructed. It was a protest against President Biden's handling of the Gaza crisis. Governor Tony Evers thinks it's too soon to tell whether that will carry into November.
Whether those undecideds will remain undecided, we're months away for that. I know they did it to make a point and make their voices heard, and that's great. But at the end of the day, we'll see what happens in November.
More than 46,000 uninstructed votes is more than double Biden's 2020 margin of victory over Donald Trump in Wisconsin. The latest Marquette poll shows President Joe Biden and Donald Trump remain neck and neck. Marquette Law School's national survey finds that President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump are equally supported by registered voters at 50%. Among likely voters, meaning those who are registered and say they are certain they will vote, Biden is favored more than Trump, 52 to 48%. This survey was conducted between March 18th and 28th. The FDA approved their first prescription digital treatment for depression. It's called Rejoin. It's actually a smartphone app for people who get diagnosed with a major depressive disorder. Contractors on the Wisconsin Highway 130 project in Lone Rock say both rock blasts went well on Friday, and the traffic stops were limited to less than 3 minutes. The crew is planning to complete rock blasting next week after 3 to 5 more blasts. Even though no flying rock landed in Brace Memorial Park, the park will be closed next week as a safety precaution. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office will host its 12th annual 5K9 Run Walk and Kids Fun Run today at the Vernon County Sheriff's Office in Viroqua. The Kids Fun Run will begin at 9 o'clock with the 5K Run Walk immediately following. If you have not registered, you can do so at the event. The registration fee is $25, with all proceeds benefiting the K-9 unit for annual maintenance, training, and equipment costs. After the run, you are welcome to attend demonstrations from K-9 Dax and Handler Deputy Mark Belisario. There will also be a meet and greet and swearing in with the new K-9 team handler, Deputy Sheriff Brad Bergamin, with his new canine partner. April is Autism Month. The CDC says one in 36 American children is on the spectrum. Katie Hess is with the Autism Society of Greater Wisconsin. She's urging people to be accepting and inclusive.
Really what we're looking for is for people just to be open-minded and patient and understanding.
Adults are also being diagnosed. Hess says she's encouraged by increasing public awareness.
We're learning new information all the time. So certainly reach out to your local chapter at your Autism Society. Ask questions.
The Autism Society in Wisconsin is training businesses now to better serve employees and clients with autism. Call before you dig. Alliant Energy encourages residents and contractors to call 811 before any digging projects. A quick call to 811 or click on call811.com prior to planting trees or shrubs. Fencing a yard or building a playset can prevent a fine or a potentially dangerous accident with gas or electrical lines. The announcement coincides with National Safe Digging Month. Spring is a popular time for digging projects, and April is a month to acknowledge the hazards and raise awareness of safe digging practices. It's not just about the call, it's the law, and it can keep you and your neighbor safe. 811 is a national free service available year-round. After you call 811 to describe where and when you plan to dig, utilities mark the locations of buried lines with high visibility paint or flags. Yellow painter markings indicate buried natural gas lines. Red painter markings identify electrical lines. When you dig, you should stay 18 inches away from the marked lines. If you must work within the 18-inch tolerance zone, dig by hand with extreme caution. According to the recently published short-term industry employment projections for 2023-2025, Wisconsin's workforce and economic landscape are expected to continue significant growth. The projections indicate that the state has made a remarkable recovery from COVID-19, with employment fully restored as of the second quarter of 2023. Based on projections by DWD's state labor economists, Wisconsin will create 82,867 new jobs and growth by 2.47% across all industries between 2023 and 2025, with computer and mathematical occupations growing fastest. Additionally, projections anticipate growth in employment across industry sectors. The leisure and hospitality industry experienced a sharp employment decline when COVID-19 hit. However, the sector leads employment growth in the 2023-2025 projections, growing by 5.25% or 15,342 jobs. Health employment also played a critical role in Wisconsin's economic recovery, and projections anticipate that the education and health sector service will soon surpass pre-pandemic employment levels. In addition, the Healthcare Support Occupational Group was among the top three groups to exceed pre-pandemic levels in 2023. Visit Wiscani Projects page for Wisconsin's industry employment projections. Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-on-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Saturday, April 6th. Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94 of Viroqua, died March 15th at Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held today from 10 until noon with a service at 11:45 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The local military honors unit will provide military honors at noon. Burial will be held at a later date at Northern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Spooner. For Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94 of Viroqua. Richard B. Rick Brewer, 69 of Verona, died March 10th at home. A graveside service will be held at 12:30 today at the Richland Center Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center from 1 until 3 o'clock with a service at 2. For Richard B., Rick Brewer, 69 of Verona. Michael Call, 73 of Richland Center, formerly of Bear Valley, died Wednesday at William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital after a battle with dementia and PTSD. Funeral services will be held on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center, with military rites to follow by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Burial will be held in St. Killian's Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call on Monday at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church from 4:30 until 8, and again on Tuesday from 10 until the time of the Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Of Michael Call, 73 of Richland Center, formerly of Bear Valley. Donna Joy Elliott, 70 of Richland Center, died on Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held on Friday at 12:30 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held at a later date. Friends may call the Clary Memorial Funeral Home on Friday from 10 till the time of the service at 12:30. For Donna Joy Elliott, 70 of Richland Center. Janine Young, 64 of Richland Center, died January 10th at home. A celebration of life will be held next Saturday, April 13th at 2 o'clock at Sportsman's Lounge in Muscadet. Memorials may be directed to a Grace Hospice Care. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Janine Young, 64, of Richland Center.
Hello friends, it's Ellie from Chet's. Spring is just around the corner, and you know what that means? Chick season. Chet's is your local chick headquarters. We have heat lamps, starter feed, and even the chicks themselves. Don't forget about your furry friends. At our new location, there are so many cat and dog toys to choose from, and they're all 10% off. Stop by and check out our large selection of pet foods to keep your companions happy and healthy. We appreciate every single one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Come say hi and check out the new store at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
This is WRCO FM 100.9.